I don't know.
Well,
I just call it like a board off of the fence.
And are there any kind of other fences made out of wood around here? There's not a lot of wood, so.
No.
Well, have you ever seen those fences that are wood?
I've seen them.
Do you know what they're called?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of a rail fence?
I've heard it, but I don't know what it is.
So you wouldn't know the difference. Mm-hmm. Right. And what about stone? Do people use stone very much to make fences or walls or anything like that?
Not very much, because there's not that much stone around here.
Right. What would you call something like that? Then?
Like a stone fence?
And what about
stone wall or something?
Which is it? Stone? Which would
a stone wall. I'd call it more like a stone wall, not a stone fence.
And if you had a nice tea set or something like that, you know, what's it made out of?
China.
Well, did you ever hear of taking something like that? And what would you put under a hen, say? If you had a nest and you had a hen and you wanted to make the hen stay on the nest. Have you ever heard of putting something under the hen?
Mm-mm.
Well, what does the hen lay?
An egg.
Well, have you ever heard of putting like an egg or a china egg or an artificial false egg or something like that under the hen?
No.
Or a real egg? And, well, what did they used to carry water in a long time ago from the well?
Buckets.
What would it be made out of?
Long time ago, wooden buckets.
Do you know any different kinds of wooden buckets?
No.
Are there different kinds? Or?
I'm sure there are, but I don't know any.
Well, you said wooden buckets. Were there other kind of buckets?
Like wooden pails, wooden buckets. I don't know.
Or
any other kinds? A bucket's a bucket to me, whether it's aluminum or wooden or whatever.
Can you have a plastic bucket?
Yeah.
And then you said pail. Now, is there a difference?
I associate that with something a long time ago, the term pail.
So a bucket is a newer term?
Yeah, to me.
Okay, well, what would a pail be?
I don't see any big difference between a bucket and a pail.
Are there different kinds of those? I mean, can you think of any right off?
No.
Well, if you had like a tin one, you know,
mm-hmm.
What would you call that? Would that be a bucket or a pail?
I'd call it a bucket.
Well, a long time ago, and maybe now, you know, some people who have animals around the house, you scrape the plates into something, like, you know, all the food left over in the plates.
Yeah.
Like to feed to animals around the house, or they used to give it to the hogs on the farm. You know, what could that, you know, what was that? That container?
That you put it in? I don't know.
Have you ever done that, like for a dog or something?
Yeah, but we would just scrape it into a plate or something like that and take it out.
Well, have you ever heard of a container like you just carry food to the pigs or the chickens?
Uh-uh.
What about a slop bucket or a slop
pail? I've heard that term.
What does
slop
that mean?
Bucket.
To you?
I don't know.
I mean, do you associate that with, you know, something?
I associate it with pigs or hogs.
What kind of kitchen utensils do you have in the kitchen now?
What kind?
Well, what are they? You know? What are the different pieces?
Spatulas, spoons.
What do you cook in?
Oh, frying pan, pots.
Now that's interesting. What's a frying pan? I mean, you know, is that round at the bottom or is it had legs on it? Oh, yeah, it's flat.
No, it's something flat that you put on top of the stove.
What's it made of?
Well, different types. There's some that are Teflon and some that are cast iron, aluminum.